So let's review. The Gemara refers to the first halacha of the Mishnah. Ha'isa sukkasi b'reisha agala o b'reisha svina k'sheira. A sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a ship is kosher. The Gemara shows that the Mishnah here follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva in the following brisa. The Tanya, ha'isa sukkasi b'reisha svina. Rimlil paisel, Rabbi Kiva machsher. And the brisa relates an incident where Rabbi Kiva built a sukkah on top of a ship and it was blown off. Amar Abaya clarifies. If the sukkah is so weak that it cannot withstand even a common land wind, everyone agrees that this sukkah is possible. As Rashi explains, this is not even a temporary dwelling. If it's strong enough to withstand an uncommonly strong land wind, which is the equivalent of a ruach mitzui diyam, a common sea wind, everyone agrees that it's kosher. As Rashi explains, this satisfies even the requirement of Gamliel that sukkah dir is kvabina. The sukkah must be a permanent dwelling. Ki pligi b'di yechayel lamed baruch mitzuyu diabasha, v'en yechayel lamed baruch she'en mitzuyu diabasha. The machlekes is in the case of where it can withstand a common land wind, but not an uncommon land wind or its equivalent a ruach mitzuyu diyam, a common sea wind. Gamliel sabar sukkah dir is kvabina, v'kiven de'en yechayel lamed baruch mitzuyu diyam, loy klumi. Rigmil holds it's possible because it does not meet the requirement of being a permanent dwelling. Pekiva sava sukkah diris aroi binan. Pekiva nechay lamed baruch mitzuyu diabasha ksheir. Pekiva holds that it is kosher because we only need the sukkah to be a temporary dwelling. And this sukkah, although it cannot withstand the ruach mitzuyu diyam, could have withstood a ruach mitzuyu diabasha and satisfies the requirement of a diris aroi. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah. Oya gabe gemal ksheira vein oylna biyamdim. A sukkah on the back of a camel is kosher, but cannot be used on Yom Tov because we're not allowed to use an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara shows that the Mishnah here follows the opinion of Reb Meir in the following brisa. The Tanya, ha'isa sukkasa gabe behema. Reb Meir machsher, Reb Yehuda paisel. If someone made his sukkah on the back of an animal, Reb Meir says it's kosher, Reb Yehuda says it's pasul. Reb Yehuda invalidates it because the pasuk says, chaga sukkas tasel chashavas yamim. You'll make for yourself the holiday of sukkas for 7 days. Sukkah haru'uya l'shiva, shema sukkah. Sukkah she'enish uri l'shiva, l'ishma sukkah. A sukkah that is not usable for all 7 days is not called a sukkah. As Rashi explains, since ein oil na b'yamtiv, it's forbidden to use an animal on Shabbos or yamtiv, this sukkah cannot be used on the first day of yamtiv. Reb Meir holds it's a kosher sukkah, because min ha'tayra, it is usable on the first day, since ein oil na b'yamtiv is only a gzeirah d'rabbanon, a rabbinic decree. The Gemara continues with a dispute regarding the use of an animal as the wall of a sukkah. Asol lebehema doifin lesukkah. Reb Meir paisel, Reb Yehuda machsher. According to Reb Meir, it is possible because kol davar sheyesh beruach chayim, any living thing ein oisin oisa cannot be used for loy doifin lesukkah, the wall of a sukkah, v'loy lechi lemavoy v'lechi to permit carrying in a mavoy, v'loy pasin lebirayis for pasin that enclose wells, v'loy goy lekever, a cover of a tome. In the name of Reb Yisrael Aglili, they said, af ein kaisin lov gitei nashon. A Jewish divorce document may not be written on a living thing either. The Gemara presents two reasons for Reb Meir's opinion. Abaya says Reb Meir's concern Shema Tamus, it might die, and he will no longer have a partition. Reb Zera says Reb Meir's concern Shema Tivrach, it might run away. The Gemara points out that according to Abaya, Reb Meir is of course also concerned about Shema Tivrach, which is more common. However, according to Reb Zera, Reb Meir is only concerned about Shema Tivrach, but not about Shema Tamus, because Misa L'Shricha, it's not a common occurrence. Therefore, according to Abaya, the Gemara explains the machlekes in the following scenario. The animal is kosher, tied up, to eliminate Shema Tivrach. The space between its legs is filled in, behutza v'dafna, with branches, to close the gap underneath its body, which is more than 3 tvachim above the ground. The animal is also mesicha ba'ashli, tied, and held up from above to eliminate the possibility of dilma rava. It might sit down, reducing the necessary height of the wall. The only problem left is in the case of where the animal was placed in the position where its height is at a bit less than 3 tvachim from the schach, which is considered closed based on lavet. However, if it dies, although it is being held up from above, its body will shrink somewhat, increasing the gap to more than 3 tvachim, v'lavadaite. He will not notice the small difference between a bit less than or a bit more than 3 tvachim, leaving him with an invalid sukkah. Therefore, asol lebehema doifin lesukkah, Reb Meir paisel Reb Yehuda machsher, because Reb Meir chayish lemisa, Reb Yehuda lechayish lemisa. Reb Meir is concerned it might die, creating the just described problem. Reb Yehuda is not concerned that it might die, and as is, the wall meets the requirement of a kosher sukkah. This reasoning resolves an apparent contradiction, according to the conclusion of the Gemara on the top of the next daf. One Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael shenisses l'koyin v'holich bay l'medin sayam, achilles b'truma b'cheskes shukayim. A daughter of Yisrael who is married to a koyin may eat truma on account of her husband. However, if she has no children with him, should he die, she may no longer eat truma. The Mishnah teaches that if he travels far away, she may continue to eat truma, and she does not have to be concerned perhaps he died. This Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, d'loy chayish lemisa. The Gemara quotes a braisa which says, in the above case, if he gave her a get to become effective one moment before his death, she is immediately prohibited to eat truma, because we are concerned, perhaps this is the moment before his death, and she is divorced from him, and is prescribed from eating truma. This braisa follows the opinion of Remeir de Chayish Lemisa. However, Remeir Chayish Lemisa, Rabbi Yehuda Loi Chayish Lemisa, is contradicted from the following well-known Mishnah. Halkech Yain Mibena Kutim, one who bought a barrel of wine from Kutim, from which he needs to separate Trumas and Maisvus, but he has no containers in which to put the Trumas and Maisvus. The Mishnah provides the following solution. Oimer Shnei Lugin Shani Osid Lahafresh, Harehin Truma Vesheis Miyad. He verbally separates Trumas and Maisvus within the barrel, and the wine becomes permitted immediately based on that he will physically separate the Trumas and Maisvus later. Divri Meir. This is the opinion of Meir. They forbid the wine. The Gemara's current understanding is because they are chayish lebekias noid. They're concerned the barrel might break and the separation of trumas and maisus will never take place, resulting in the wine having been tevel when he drank it. Remeir, however, loy chayish lebekias noid. He's not concerned that the barrel will break, even though it is more common than misa, which Remeir is concerned about. Apparently, their respective opinions seem to be inconsistent. The Gemara resolves this question on the next daf.